Madish and he talks to his So it's going to cost 2,000 because of the pain itself.
Because we're going to need 20 liter of white, 20 liter of black, and 10 liter of stain. The black and white is to mix together, but we'll have more black because mixed together to make it gray. So what he did is he went to 2 coats of gray and then wood stain on top. And then there's additional black cost to go back to black after the show. So it's including that. But it will be 117, 180 said. So just under 2.
So what did
that? I can go and get, I'll only be able to do it next weekend.
Sorry?
I'll only be able to do it next weekend. Because it's 4 coats and it takes 3 hours to dry in between. So I'll do it Saturday and Sunday.
Next weekend? And then in the next weekend, you're not supposed to be here.
No, you can dress Saturday morning, but then I need Saturday afternoon and Sunday.
Oh, so that is ready for the shooting.
But it needs a slight patterning for the house. So it is. No, it's not complicated, or else then, otherwise they look the same.
No, I hear you. So how many pins do we have?
Black, white, and wood stain.
And then you make gray. Mm-hmm. So I mean that the house itself around that is more like it can be like a four corner or a circle gray. So you don't have to buy something extra,
I can make it a different shade of
Yeah, but even this location, you can just try and find difference in it, and then the in the middle. It doesn't have to be a clever thing. You know what? So let's say yes. I'm going to ask Rob. I will take money from my research. How far are we with this in the budget? Nothing too busy, Lula. I don't know. Because who's going to help us to do face paints? You see, that's it. Who's going to help us to do face paints? Because none of us is in our heads. We have never done it before. So anyway, what I'm trying to find out is that I can use money from my research. There are a couple of elements in the production that I really need help. So, for example, one of the elements that it's movement based. You understand? That someone is going to look at the physicality and start working on it. I'm just totally late now, but I'm just saying for in future. We do those movements and stuff from our limited knowledge, really. Need someone who can stretch that even further. But for now, we just want to create wells. You want to create wells, you want to paint things and stuff and all those kinds of things, and you are only one. Listen, and that's a problem. Listen, you can't have everything. So I'm really trying to think that maybe as from next week, from mid next week, we need someone, a stagehand or someone, also maybe someone who's good in doing things. I might even check if Linda Mandela is around, and I will negotiate with her and see if she can come and help you. You can't be painting the rocks and then sitting there with the computer and then go to Lugile and then these guys want sugar and then when you are in the spa, this one wants snake. And then when you are somewhere looking for a snake, this one wants to come inside the bookcase because it can't connect with the thing there. It's like this. It's exhausting. You know, I need someone to come and tell you these things. Yeah, but
No, definitely. Or else not everything will be done in time. You know what I mean? And we,
because of next week is really critical. You
because
know,
because next week we need most of the elements to be in the space so we can also play with them, because on that week then we start shooting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then yeah. The sooner the better.
Okay, but I mean, Benazino, you see what is he doing with this thing now? He's using them as a carpet, and that's a problem about the people. Shit, it's not recorded, man.
It's recorded. Oh, okay.
Jane is like, it's recorded.
there's a lot of editing to do, Jane, by the way.
Loves always say that. You know, when, for example, I might be accused of racism, and people will draw all these things. You remember the other day, 8 years ago, he said this thing. Do you remember? And they always take these things. I'm like, oh, I must be careful. Eh? But by that time they do that, I'll be dead. I'm too old already. Yes, really.
I just need to
know what
you're
I must give you this thing. See, that guy, you know, to get something from him, it's even worse now that he's not the one that needs something from me. It's not because I paid him. But to get those, you can't even answer that. All right, bye bye. You're
not a sensible king.
So I just get you to come and take. I'll see if Linda is allowed to come and assist us with the makeup and all other things we need to paint things. Like Linda will be designed quite a lot of my shows. So you don't have to worry now if I want this thing to look like it without going in there and stuff. But now the shitty thing about it, how is she going to get in here? Because she needs to apply for that form and she needs to do all those things. Please, can you put it there? Let me, can I quickly call her, ne? Let me just quickly call her.
They don't really check for letter to them.
If I go to Linda, I just need, let me just be clear. So it needs to be. Shit.
Don't title it.
I must title it. Because if that's her title, when she's called doing the production, she's a designer. But now I need to call her and say, listen, I need your help. So I will start opening my conversation with that. Yeah. No, I need help. I'm making a production. I need your eye and your hair. I will tell you in January how much I can pay you. But now I'm not sure. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, just come. Send an email to Mark as an invoice. And say that Resen said yes.
It's not about you, it's about the character.
Chicanini, Zungo, Mose, Mose, Jungi, Sama, Pondo, Zanzi, Mandi, Vuma, Vega. Chicanini, Zungo, Mose, Mose, Jungi, Sama, Pondo, Zanzi, Mandi, Vuma, Vega.
Deputy, Madam, please.
Uti ye wa koropa ka hai.
Kokorota, no korota hai.
Kalde sai tenes tu bani zo.
Mujena wa kwa kwa mujena wa kwa sku.
Kalde kribe mfuna la pond.
La pond ye te joy.
Kwangeko attachment ye physical.
Mbona ufike ezimbala senifika tipo. Ufike nje ezimbala zimbini.
Yeah, I'm excited today.
And nasi phethi ngiyalasta kwenzuku. Nangandisabethi ngqithi. Bule lapha kum. Xolo krine.
Ukuba kwinzuku uthande namhlanje.
Automatically has translated.
I could
have been said. He had detected away voice, then translate, but supposed to say in English, in German.
I could have been said. I could have
been said. I could have been
said. I could have been
Article, the way it is, the name, that change. What? That's how I'm going to take a mugging of fat cakes.
You don't like a mugging of fat cakes. You don't like to die. Yakuthala endlini kungakholeleki kuba hey usike wathi inkoko kuba kuba ngathiwa ndibe ndisithi kuthiwa ngathi kuthiwa 3, 4, 5, 6 nokuba hey uthen unenkani
kahambaibekele
kude
ndiyakhokhela
Ndinepicture eyamfana size ngiphisa yatskate inepisi ekhomadungeni
Buzi bayi noma mbona nje ukidonga ke ngoku
Ndinepicture lo dulubhezi
Ndiyo
ke sasikhona manje
sabe dar o mais forte do
o que é para ter de o que hoje dona lá tudo vai fazer
o que é não tem nada a ver mas é sim
So I think, Resin, we will need to, just to ease the things from here, we will need that construction plastic.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And just maybe, and just particularly this part that I suspect there'll be like sand and water. And the other one that I suspect there'll be water. Maybe all those, the stations that are here, maybe instead of getting the whole thing, just get, because of we are not.
And if we can get a flat thing, because this one is sort of.
A flat what?
Yeah, the bowl.
Should we swap them around?
Yeah, let's swap them around, because this one is like this. I don't know, so when you stop it, it does.
Yeah, but that's movement, Jeff.
No, it's risky movement.
Okay,
hey, no,
can I say, go ahead and see? Come on, tell me, can you share it
too? Another man.
Will it not take time? Can leave it for
nice,
man.
Are you
sure?
Nakedness.
It feels darkish. It's very heavy.
Sikubana nalembewu, kuhle ukuhlala kusihla, asikwazi ukunganaki. asikwazi ukungalaki ukushiya luthando uzisa ukumnyama nenhlupheko.
I've got 2 pages of text.
This book can't hold water, there's too many holes. I'm gonna get another one. Bongo, do you have a text? Just give me a text. Oh, yes, yeah. Help us as copy text in one of the books. I'm not a cobble and go poop. I'm not the 30 images. The other image, and the other so get up near pop. Just want to.
This one, maybe we need a little bit of money in the time to tell it. It's not a good
thing.
Good and eat. And go.
Sakuti kesikhule amaphiko sidelele ukukona okuqala sisibona nangembeko kuhle ukuhlala kusihla
asikwazi
ukungazi ukushiya luthando kuzisa ukunyama nenhlupheko.
I want to try this, I want to echo strongly the Ingwaba, as a poem Ingwaba, and it was. Just as a 2 minutes fragment, ne? And then guys, so Baba Lam, that I don't remember seeing in China. Then Lengoma, Kalanga original.
Original. And then tell out to the promoter.
You didn't mention. I see Fabian.
Okay. So Kaikale, ne? So Bongo, Kakat, stay so. Yeah, I just want to see the image. Not for no being at your coma. No, so it means that in time of it is a frank bong. Yes. And then you have that thing that you can go in the way that I'm going to come. Do you remember that thing where you just look at that just hold it? Where's the other one? Then you can go to the image, right? You can drop the other stick. Much movement, but also there's a sense of thinness. So it's like you are in the middle of concrete. Let's say, Nana, I can't tell you.
That in India, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying that I'm bad about it. I mean, let's say that we've just done that.
Okay.
Ne?
So, do you need pads?
Yes, that is all the time. Because it's called in the land. Okay. Hey, ho, 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 ho.
Hey,
hey, bavele sebenyika isogwempethu beyicwaka bengalambi benganxani bengarhali suka suka besipho imisila nxa esisimanga suka yonke lento yanobuzaza umhlaba uye waphethuka wabomvu ukrwe abakwaziyo kwajika kwaliqhalo uthethuku wemveni le yintsingiselo yabakhulu olu lolukhulu khawulo senala amazwi nwatyunentlizweni zenu seisizukulwana senu singalahleki nala amazwi aphuma kokhokho benu amakushani ngawo amakushani ngawo sinicama kushe ngawo
out. I go and attend to this student, they always want something.
Just a little bit.
I know it's a big guy, the type that
you
get
tea. What am I doing for now? I just need to print scripts for the students. They say that they don't have any place to print. And I hope the students go to work. I'm coming back. And we're just taking 10. Oh, mama, we know. So, Bert, can we look at this part? I think there's just definitely something here. There's the structure now, which I really like, and there's a structure in the beginning. I just hope you remember the stuff. But I know that we started with you there, and I love the walk. Coming back here and stuff, and I love the spears in the Mapond of Fire, which is really nice.
So,
It was a suggestion that we've never seen it before. We've just only seen Nazoa Yukalaza. How this guy. Because of it's only now. It's like a we've never tried it. No, unfit. Unfit. But that image when I come up, it's good. This is really beautiful. How was it, guys? How was it for you?
We just need to fix the levels. But you're right, in
the balance, especially when I'm because in the beginning, I could hear it in Nanziga, but and then at some point, yeah. And then, Kaisen Zalando, I can't help myself, but in Kebe Sam's visit, you're not again. But something that we can work on because there was something.
And also, we need to make a decision about do we stick with element day one for the entire thing? Okay, if we make it in element day one, like let's say. So, okay, send that.
I love the stillness. I love the stillness when I you can decide how it progresses. But I really love the stillness that even the stillness that suggests being stuck, but also the stillness that suggests that he really needs to move on, but he can't. Do you understand? And as if both of them are using each other, or they are trapping each other from their progress, in a way. I really like that. I'm not saying anything, you understand about something, but I'm saying that within that stillness, you can find your own colors in the progression and stuff. But I just don't want, I don't want to lose that. But also, I just want us to be careful now, just generally, that our beginning, middle, and end should not follow the societal structure of things.
Yes.
That even Gomiakala, even in middle, even end, should not follow what's happening out. For us, it's like, if value start to say, hello, that's it. So that it has that theme of uncertainty, that thing that that things are being taken without our consent.
For as long as she sends a law to be honesty.
So I think for you also maybe I know I mean you will need my sense of direction in this, but which parts that we are seeing, okay, here we drive the place and all those stuff. I mean we've identified those places already. Okay. So guys, so there are any recordings at all, please I know we spoke about it, and I think this what we've discovered now, it's really beautiful, it holds certain things and stuff. So I wanted to, so tomorrow, guys, I'm going to try that we run as many pieces as possible, so that we can close the week with that sense of these are the kinds of things, so that everyone, Baba, Tando, Bobo, we can use our Sunday to start thinking about things that need to, so Baba, Mami, you can say, actually, you know, I would really like to work on these things first. And then because of the only opportunity we have is next week. So guys, please tell me if you need lines and don't do any. We need this chant again, so you can repeat some of the lines. Where's that? But man, come on, repeat our work when you understand is a problem. So that is only like begin the nigga zone, and man, those here poop. So the man need to fit the line, which is the better lines. So the man need more. So
ungalibali nezethu iilines ungazilibali iilines zethu sizisukazi
o ndisuka kanene
sizothatha umthakazi I think because siqalise kwa phofu besinxibe izinto zethu ingathi ngasenzela la chorus yethu bantu uzasikhangelele iilines
Without
Mama.
Yes. So it's that when again, that is why it's a cocoa pack out in the world. You can
see the girl go to your cocoa. It's a sense. So we did enter my mother.
Don't worry, so I ate, don't worry.
I think you'll come here 7 days later, and since we have by here, it's high. You could pay it one, that's it.
Okay, it's page 2 of East Coast Syndrome.
Okay, so guys, just this is a 7 minutes thing. I've been studying. So one of this project is the reimagining tragedy through the African lens and global south. And I've intentionally chosen to start battling with our stories, just not even to bring it up forth as part of the conversations and all those kind of things. Some of us knew that, we're looking at the correlation and maybe the relationship of some of the things that we found in the Greek tragedy of Odysseus. There's a big book also that we bought that we're working on in Otago at the beginning, and we started scripting some of the images and stuff. And so, just as a way of beginning, I want I'm going to play these clips at the end of the rehearsal. They are like 15 minutes clips and stuff, just to see the story, but I want to see the story after we've created so much. It's an audio.
Oh.
It's mostly an audio. Okay, guys. Okay. Yes.
So, the Odyssey, or as I like to read it.
Okay. So then guys, can you maybe record and try and get some notes? because I think it will touch with people's characters and other things. Yeah, but, for Mama. Oh, nice. No masumbu. It's soon in the tomb, and it's down, and don't you banish.
And then the little
boy, oh, yes. I know yes, and this is for Buisa Undos also like there. Ah, ne? Oh, did you listen all to all of the things?
The ones that you sent, yeah.
Yeah, that's all. The three clips. The 40 minutes, 28 minutes, and the others. 40
minutes.
There's a 40 minutes one. Mamele Z2, Z3. Call it the 40 minutes one. Okay, anyway, I'm going to play this, ne? Wait. I think I've got it. Okay. Let me just respond before I bend it. Okay. And then there's a share the link. Share. How do you do this? Shit. Copy. Copy link. And then just so sorry guys. Do not share another analysis. D. And D. I just want to share. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. And then put Yabule. Go back here and cancel. Play.
So, The Odyssey, or as I like to identify it, Troy Story 2, is something of a sequel to the Iliad, chronicling the various happily ever afters, or otherwise, of our favorite Greek heroes. But really, what it's mostly about is how much the universe hates Odysseus and wants him to suffer for as long as humanly possible. Seriously, in the 10 years it takes him to get from Troy to Ithaca, this guy gets put through more crap than a 20-pound bag of industrial-strength Huggies sized for incontinent bulls. So The Odyssey begins with our hero, who's been stranded on an island for 7 years with no company other than a gorgeous, lonely, immortal goddess by the name of Calypso. Terrible, right? Well, actually, it does kind of suck for him, because what he wants more than anything is to get back home to Ithaca, specifically back to his lovely wife Penelope and his now adult son Telemachus, who Odysseus hasn't seen since he was a baby. And in fact, the story initially focuses on these two. See, almost everyone thinks Odysseus is dead. Penelope's now widely considered to be Ithaca's most eligible bachelorette, and as a result, she's got more than 100 potential suitors queuing up in her castle, demanding that she pick one of them to marry her and become the new king. Her son Telemachus is none too pleased about the suitors throwing a never-ending frat party in his house. Now, by the time our story begins, most of the gods have decided that poor Odysseus has suffered enough at this point. So Athena disguises herself as a dude, drops down into Ithaca, and then tells Telemachus, hey, your dad's alive. Maybe you should go try and find out where he is. So Telemachus, who's a pretty smart kid, immediately figures out that this dude is actually a god, and thus takes her to work. But before he leaves, Telemachus tries, and fails, to kick the suitors out of his house. And they're like, ooh, is widow baby Telemachus gonna fight us? And Telemachus is like, shut up! I'm gonna find my dad, and he's gonna beat you up! So Telemachus secretly assembles a small loyal crew, acquires a ship, and sets off in search of news. The first place he goes is Pylos, home to King Nestor. So Telemachus is like, hey, do you have any idea where my father is? And Nestor's like, well, let me think back to when I last saw him. Alright, it was 9 years ago, during the Trojan War. Agamemnon and Menelaus were arguing, which split the army down the middle, so Odysseus, Diomedes, Menelaus, and I took our armies and left. Although Odysseus did turn back to head off Agamemnon, and that's the last time I saw him. I don't know what happened after that, though. Maybe you should go talk to Menelaus, see what he has to say about the matter. So Telemachus goes off to Sparta and meets with Menelaus and Helen, now happily remarried. And Telemachus is like, yeah, can you tell me where my dad is? And Menelaus is like, first, let me tell you my story! Okay, so I was marooned on this tiny island off the coast of Egypt, right? When this goddess shows up, and she's like, hey, you should talk to my dad, Proteus. He'll tell you how to get out of here. So I went off and tackled the guy, but he starts shapeshifting, right? But he can't shake me that easily. So he got tired of that pretty quick, and he was like, screw it, what do you want? And I was like, do your thing, oh god, I'm telling me stuff. And he's like, fine, you're stranded here because you forgot to sacrifice to Zeus before you left. Also, Ajax the Lesser drowned, Agamemnon's dead, and Odysseus is stranded on Calypso's island. And Telemachus is like, that's literally all I needed to hear. But back in Ithaca, the suitors have learned that Telemachus left to find news of Odysseus, and they find this very offensive for some reason, so they start plotting to kill him as soon as he gets back. Man, Penelope sure knows how to pick him. Now, on Zeus's orders, Calypso finally lets Odysseus go, so he heads off homeward on a raft. But Poseidon, who's holding a grudge against him for reasons that'll be explained later, notices that he's trying to escape and whips up a huge storm in an effort to drown him. But Odysseus is far too badass to let a little thing like drowning get him down, and he's doing pretty well for himself when yet another goddess shows up, gives him a magic anti-drowning scarf, and then vanishes. And Odysseus is like, huh, why would I need this when I have a perfectly serviceable raft? Okay, then. So Odysseus swims all the way to nearby Phaeacia, drags himself into the forest, and passes out. So Athena, always looking out for Odysseus, zips over to the city and tells the princess Nausicaa, hey, you should go down to the forest. And she's like, great idea. So she heads over to the forest and finds Odysseus, just like Athena planned. So Nausicaa brings him back to her parents, the king and queen, and Odysseus tells them the story of how he came to be stranded on Calypso's island. So it's just after the Greeks have sacked Troy, and Odysseus advises the others to quit while they're ahead and sail back to Greece. But of course, they don't listen to him, and by next morning, they're overrun by a retaliatory force. Odysseus and some of the others take the ships to escape, but Zeus is angry at the Greeks for their poor sportsmanship and sends a huge storm to blow them off course. Odysseus and his crew are swept far out to sea, and that's when the weird stuff starts happening. So first, they wash up at the land of the Lotus Eaters, which is populated by these really mellow dudes who eat lotuses. Anyone who eats a lotus mellows out and wants to stay there forever, so of course, most of his shipmates eat them, and Odysseus has to drag his idiot crew back to the ships by force. So they set out again, only to wash up on the island of the Cyclopses, where they see a nice-looking cave surrounded by delicious-looking flocks of sheep. Unfortunately, the cave is home to a large, hungry cyclops by the name of Polyphemus, who seals them in with an enormous rock, kills two of the crew, and then falls asleep. Since they can't kill him without trapping themselves in the cave, they bide their time until the next night, when Odysseus gets Polyphemus drunk, introduces himself as nobody, and then when Polyphemus passes out, they take a large wooden stake and stab out his eye. So Polyphemus is like,
oh, nobody blinded me!
And all his cyclops friends are like,
ah, yeah, you're hilarious. Polyphemus is nobody stealing their flocks, too.
So Polyphemus opens the cave to check, and Odysseus and remaining crew bolt for the ships. Then Odysseus, remember, the wisest of the Greeks, takes it into his head to taunt the Cyclops. So he's like, hey, guess what, dumbass? My name's not nobody. It's Odysseus. And Polyphemus is like,
duh! Odysseus gouged out my eye.
So funny story. All Cyclopses are children of Poseidon. So Poseidon hears about this, and he's like, oh, really? Time has a disproportionate retribution. So after that point, he starts trying to make Odysseus' journey home just as difficult as godly possible. So after that little adventure, they land on the Aeolian Island, where the king very nicely gives them a magic leather pouch full of wind to speed them on their way home. But he can't give Odysseus a break just yet. They're maybe 10 feet off the coast of Ithaca when his idiot crew decides that the magic bag has gold in it and busts it open. The resulting hurricane sweeps them all the way back to the Aeolian Island. So Odysseus is like, hey, got another one of those magic wind bags? But the king's like, not for you, dude. You've got to be super cursed to have that bad luck. Get off my island. So next, they arrive on the Lastragonian Island, populated entirely by cannibal giants. When they start eating the majority of Odysseus' crew, Odysseus and the other survivors get out of there as fast as humanly possible. Next on this mythological island world tour, they come to the Aeaean Island, where Circe, the daughter of Helios, lives. Circe is a sorceress, and some wicked hankering for bacon makes her take it into her head to turn Odysseus' rapidly dwindling crew into pigs. Odysseus learns of their tragic swinification and resolves to rescue them. So Hermes gives Odysseus some anti-magic drugs so that Circe won't be able to enchant him. For someone who the gods supposedly hate, Odysseus sure does seem to get a lot of help from him. So Circe's like, here, have some enchanted booze. And Odysseus is like, awesome, drinks it, fails to turn into a pig, and then draws a sword on her. So she's like, wait, I'm a mage, I have like 2 hit points. And he's like, then I suggest you turn them back before I have to whittle that number down to 0. So she does, and then they all chillax on the island for like a year. So then Odysseus is like, yeah, we should probably be getting back. And Circe's like, well, fine with me, but first you gotta go talk to Tiresias. I mean, he's the one who knows how to get you home. Oh yeah? Where can I find him? He's dead. So Odysseus and crew sail down to Hades. They do this wacky ghost summoning ritual, which ends up attracting a few other ghosts they weren't looking for, and then Tiresias shows up. He's like, what's up, Odysseus? Poseidon's determined to screw you over, but you all might make it back as long as you don't harm Helios' pet cows that can be found on Thrinacia. If you do, though, your entire crew will die and you'll be home, like, super late. And Odysseus is like, cool, you heard the man, folks? No hurting the cows. Then Odysseus has a little touching reunion with the ghosts of all his now-dead Greek war buddies, like Agamemnon, very grumpy at being dead, Achilles and Patroclus, now hetero death partners, and great Ajax. Then Odysseus sails out of Hades and back to Aeaea, where Circe maps out the route back to Ithaca, which for some reason is extremely densely populated by monsters. So first, they find the island of the Sirens, who sing so beautifully that anyone who hears them will be entranced, jump off the boat, and swim to their deaths. So the crew block their ears with beeswax and keep roaming, but Odysseus is really determined to hear their song, so he has them tie him to the mast so he can listen without doing anything stupid. The Sirens are like, and Odysseus is like, release me, I must hear their dulcet tones up close. And his crew is like, what? So they get out of earshot of the Sirens, only to encounter the monsters Scylla and Charybdis. So Scylla is one ugly piece of work. She's a six-headed monster at the top of a giant craggy cliff whose heads reach all the way down to the ocean to devour any unfortunates who happen to drift too close. Charybdis is like a combination of garbage disposal and malfunctioning garbage disposal that sucks in the ocean and then spits it back out again. So, as they're trying to find a way to sail between the two without running into either the cliff or Charybdis, Scylla eats 6 of his crew members. On the bright side, this means her mouths are full, so she can't eat any more of them. So Odysseus Theseus and crew take the opportunity to gun it between them. They finally come across Thernacia, more easily pronounced as the Island of the Sun, where, despite Odysseus' prophecy-based protests, they land and rest for the night. But then, Zeus strands them on the island for more than a month. At this point, the food Circe gave them starts to run out, and Eurylochus, a somewhat mutinous crew member who's inexplicably survived everything up till this point, is like, hey, what if we sacrificed one of these lovely golden cows to the gods? We get to eat it and leave the island. And Odysseus is like, damn it, what did Tiresias say? And Eurylochus is like, oh wait, too late, I seem to have killed one. So when they finally set sail, Zeus hits the ship with lightning. The boat explodes, the entire crew dies, and Odysseus is left clinging to a single timber from the boat, silently contemplating where everything went wrong. Then, adding insult to injury, Zeus sends a wind to blow Odysseus back to Charybdis, who eats the rest of the boat. A few hours later, when Charybdis pukes up the timber, Odysseus hops onto what's left of the boat and paddles the hell out of there. 9 days later, he washes up on the shore of Calypso's island, and the rest is questionably reliable history. So Odysseus finishes telling his story, and the king is like, dang, dude, want a boat? And Odysseus is like, yes, please. So the king gives him a ship and crew, along with a few tons of fine treasure, and Odysseus naps all the way back to Ithaca. And you can blame him. So that's the end, right? He's made it back to Ithaca, so that's it, right? Nope, we're barely halfway through this book. Come on, give the man a break! So Odysseus is finally home to Ithaca, but there's one small problem. The suitors are still making trouble all up in his backyard. But Athena, as always, has a plan. She magically disguises him as an old man, then goes off to Sparta to bring Telemachus home for the reunion. Odysseus, now disguised, goes off to talk to some loyal swineherd. Meanwhile, in Sparta...
Yo, shit. Shit, what I caught you. You understand? No, bring up from... Wait.
That's Troy.
Yeah?
Troy was in...
Betrayal.
Bimera and hello to all. Today I'm climbing around the rocks and looking at the cliffs that are here on this beautiful island of Amorgos.
Okay. Is that on Papa Yes? I'm going to have a granapa.
things in a movie, Baba. There's things if you look in a movie. By a series. Eh? How many episodes?
16.
Okay. So tell us from the new lines here, can you tell me a correction?
It lines people, like it's something that actors do, like they learn their lines, they read their lines. When they get home, they don't sleep, you read your lines, that's all you do. You read your lines.
Okay.
You learn your lines.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. Rest. We can only be able to look after the story when we look after ourselves. There's no other way. Need to keep fit, look after ourselves, healthy stuff, so that we can look after the story. Okay? Thank you guys. Cheers.
I'm going to confess.